Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Anuprasyate ityarte anuprasa varna samyataha. So anuprasa is alliteration, is based on sameness or similarity of letters, phonemes. In other words, repeating the same sound more than once. And it's called anuprasa because the sounds are thrown together one after another. They're juxtaposed one after another. So anuprasyate. A similar letter comes after the similar letter, prakashena asyate. It's in a superlative way thrown together. Prasyate. There's two kinds of alliteration called cheka and vritti. Cheka anuprasa. Anuprasa means alliteration. There are two kinds, cheka and vritti. Cheka is when the repetition is just one time. You say it twice. You know, the same sound comes twice, but not more than twice. That's cheka anuvritti. Ekavaranu. Yes. Yeah. Repetition only once. I don't know what the word cheka means. It means expert, actually, I think. It does. For example, here's an example of cheka. Dhamma Shyamam Idam Shridam Jagato Virato Dayam Dyeyam Geyam Chasarvesham Drishok Prema Yashomayam. This golden complexion effulgence, Shridam, bestows auspiciousness for the whole world of Virato Dayam, and it's eternally risen, eternally manifest. Or it's an eternal festival. Dhyayam, it should be meditated upon. Geyam, it should be sung about. Sarve sham drishok prema yasho mayam. And in front of all eyes, it is the manifestation of pure love, constituting all fame. Anyway, the alliteration here. Ma is repeated twice. Da ma, sham ma. And then idam, shri dam, the da is repeated twice. Jagato virato, to, repeated twice. Die yam, yam, and then ge yam, yam is repeated again. Pre ma and yasho maya, that's a repetition of the ma. So you have several different examples in this verse of a second time repetition, but not more than two. Where's Yasho Mayam? Okay, the ya. All right. Maya, there's Maya, Maya. Pre Ma Yasho. There's Ma Ya and then Ma Ya. Okay. Yes. Darshita and Harshita. Okay, now there's another phenomena where a whole word is repeated. usually with a different meaning. Because just to repeat the same word with the same meaning is a fault. It's repetition. But if you, if you say the same word and it has a different meaning, that's called yamaka. That's a different device. But if it's just a single phoneme or a single syllable, then it's anuprasa. Okay. Madhurya vyanjakatvena sa eva hyupanagaraha. If the sounds are sounds particularly expressive of sweetness, and elsewhere we're told which sounds signify sweetness or imply sweetness, when you use those sounds and repeat them in cheka anuprasa, it's called upanagara, has a special name. Single repetitions expressing sweetness is called upanagara. Okay, and here's an example of such upanagaras. It's considered that the conjuncts with a anusara on top or a nasal on top are considered expressive of sweetness, madhurya. And here's an example. Ananga mangalarambe mba 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 are such conjuncts. Ananga mangalarambe sambedak sweda kampayo shanke panke ruhadusho narasyanandamattata. At the beginning of the auspicious festival of Cupid, there's the breaking out of perspiration and trembling. I'm afraid, Pankeru Hadrusho, that the lotus-eyed girl will not experience the full intensity of the ecstasy because she's experiencing these symptoms which will distract her. Anyway, let's look at the alliteration. We have Ananga Manga, so the M is repeated, and that is a conjunct that expresses madhurya. And Aramba Sambeda, Mba, is repeated. Sweda Kampayo, okay, nothing there. Shankhe Panke, Nk, Nk, repeated. Risho Navrasya Sananda Mattata, okay. So anyway, that's enough alliteration to make it very alliterative. And it's called Upanagara because it expresses madhurya. We got comments from two. Matsiba?
It seems like in his Upanagara that that we're doing alliteration of conjuncts, whereas in simple cheka we're just doing alliteration of single varnas.
I think also some single varnas express madhurya too.
That's true, yeah, like kavagara.
Yeah, so if you use those vargas, I think Mordanya varga also. You don't have to use conjuncts to get upanagara effect.
Okay.
And you can have conjuncts in regular anuprasa too. You may repeat conjuncts. It's not necessarily upanagara, and upanagara doesn't necessarily involve conjuncts.
Isn't that like when you normally do conjunct, isn't that usually like vritti anuprasa?
No, vritti is when you repeat more than once, when you have a third and fourth and so on repetition. That's called vritti. I think the definition's coming up right now.
Oh, okay, sorry, I'm just remembering from a vision of Kaviraj. He had a different definition of vritti.
Oh.
He had like fourfold definition
okay.
of it.
Okay.
Yeah, okay,
this different definition.
Yeah, this one's different, yeah.
Okay. Yes, Savakya Prabhu.
Sorry. Is there any list of which particular conjunctions and letters create
this? Yeah, but I don't remember where it is.
Madhurya.
Not a complete, absolute list, but he gives a short list, which is those conjuncts that have that begin with the guttural, with a nasal letter, then the kavarga. Yeah, it's in the chapter 6 that describes gunas is where he mentions. That's why he doesn't mention it now because he already discussed it in the previous chapter. It's just suggestive. He has a short list of sounds. It's not like there's an exact that you can analyze every sound to mean something. It's just occasionally that actual sound suggests something. Okay, now Ekasyat. There's a mistake here. Ekasyat atavan neka siamreditatayadi niasat siad vrityanuprasa.
Yeah.
Ekasya, no, the word after that. It says ekasya atyatava. Ati. It doesn't make any sense. Ekasya atyatava. What do you have in your book? What? Yeah, well, the atya subject, A-T-Y, I don't understand what that means. 80, that's what I thought it was, 80. Yeah. Ekasya 80. So you can have... When you have repeated multiple repetition, more than two times, that's called amredita. That term is used by Jiva Goswami, isn't it? For repetition. But this is repetition more than just once. It may be a single sound or more than one sound that's repeated more than once. Either way, it's called vritti anuprasa. Example of it. Dhamma, Shyama, it's similar to the other verse, but this one is using vritti anuprasa. Dhamma, Shyama, Dhamma, Shyama, Lam, Uddhamma, Kama, Koti, Manoharam, Jayam, Gayam, Samasteyam, Samaneyam, Chamanase. Similar verse. He does that sometimes. He'd give examples of slightly different things. He gives slightly different verses. They're his own creations anyway. The Uddhamma, the great dark blueness, the great effulgence of dark blueness that is attractive to, or more attractive than millions of cupids, Kama Koti Manoharam. It should be meditated on, it should be sung about, and it should be believed in. Samasteyam. You should believe in it. Samaneyam, Chamana say, and you should bring it into your mind. You should fix it in your mind. So, here we have repetition of ma, 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 four ma's. A fifth one, kama. And another one, manoharam. So you have a lot of ma's in the first half. And then well, the ma, dhamma, shyama, malam, uddhamma, kama, koti, manoharam. A lot of ma's. Well, it's yes. Yeah, sometimes it's just the consonant. Sometimes it's the whole syllable. Yeah, yeah. So the whole syllable is being repeated. But sometimes it's just the consonant. Like here, some of the ma's don't have the same ah. But they are ma's. So that counts. It's stronger if the whole syllable is repeated. And then you have ge-ya, ge-ya, samaste-ya, samane-ya, four ya's there. And a last ma again. Or this is actually, there's several ma's here. If you count the anuswaras, ge-yam, ge-yam, samas, de-yam, samas, ma, the ma repetition is still continuing in the second half. This you'll see in Bhagavatam a lot of such alliterations. You may not see so many sophisticated alankars, but you will see alliteration a lot. Okay, now here's an example. That's an example of, actually, this was given an example of ma's being repeated, actually. Ma's and ya's. But here's another example where, let's see. He says a repetition of several sounds. Let's see what he means. Vivida vadu vadav sadho virama ramanata natyatam nata kaitava vigya samagyam tava vigyatum navigyaham. I think here it's like more than one syllable being repeated. More than one. It's not just alliteration of various letters, it's alliteration of a combination of letters of more than one syllable, because you have vigya repeated for one. Well, there's a gya by itself, but there's vigya, vigyatam, vigyaham. The two-syllable combination is being repeated. And vividavadu vadasadu, that's, well, da-da-da. Virama vamanata. Here you have the rama repeated, twice at least. And nata, natyatam, nata. So the two syllables nata is repeated three times. Virama, what do you, or what? No, virama. Because it means, I didn't translate it. Oh, you who are expert in killing all sorts of women. And then Vishnu Chakravarti comments that he can kill human women and demigod women and what others? I'm sorry, I'm looking at the example. There's 11. Anyway, different species of women. He's very expert in killing. This is addressed to Krishna. Please stop, Virama. Rama Nata, O Lord of Rama. Natyatam Nata. What does that mean? Old master, please. I think get control of yourself. Kaitava Vigya Samagyam. Tava Vigyatum na Vigyaham. I'm not capable of understanding Vigyatum na Vigya. I'm not knowledgeable enough to understand your name as the most intelligent of cheaters. What does that mean? Oh, I see. The numbers are mixed up. That's why I can't find what I want in the commentary. The numbers don't match. Hold on a second. Oh, okay, it's evocative. Kaitava Vigya, O most expert of cheats, I cannot understand your fame. Why are you famous? You're such a horrible person. Why are you famous as a good person? Anyway, here the alliterations are of more than one syllable repeated. Rama and Nata, Nata, Nata. Virama, Rama, Nata. And Vigya is repeated three times. Anyway, it's still in the category of vritti anuprasa. But the basic definition of it is that there's repetition more than two times. And it may be repetition of a combination of more than one syllable. This vritti anuprasa is also divided into two categories. Whether the result is suitable for expressing sweetness or for expressing heroism, ojas. Two different moods. Here's examples of each one. Ananga sangada sange bangimeva sasangamaha sangita rango tanvangi. Sangi ra sangato harihi. Well, there's the conjuncts beginning with the nasal, which express sweetness. What this means is, in the meeting together for the battle of Cupid, bangimeva sasangamaha, this association with Krishna is temporary. Bangima is subtle, subject to being broken. Sangita rango tanvangi. Oh, a slender waisted woman. Sangita rango, the pleasure of singing, or the festival of singing. Sangi rasa gato hari. Lord Hari has become a participant in the rasa dance while all this festival of singing is going on. Anyway, the alliteration is here. The is repeated I don't know how many times here. And is Sangita Rango Rasanga. So the Sangha is repeated several times. Sangara, ananga sangara asangi bangimeva sangamaha sangita sangi rasangoto rasangato rasamgoto. But it's some again, sang again. I don't know, six or seven of them. Yes, that's an example of sweetness being expressed by vritti anuprasa.
Just wondering what the difference is. Because between this madhurya vritti anuprasa and the upanagara cheka.
Oh, because the upanagara is cheka and this is vritti.
No, but in his example of the upanagara cheka, it was again this right?
You mean it's repeated?
It was mainly rather than repetitions of a single vine, it was repetitions of more than one vine.
Yeah, it was repetition, but each one was repeated only a second time, not three or four times. That's the difference of vritti.
Yeah, that's
it's still
true.
Cheka.
Yeah.
So when cheka expresses sweetness, it's called upanagara.
Okay. So and then the repetition's only once. Here it's many times. Okay.
Yeah, several times repetition. That's so it's vritti. Now here's an example of such vritti anuprasa expressing heroism. Udandakama kandula bahu mandala chandima shrikanda pindahindira pundarika yashaharihi. There's mention of Cupid here, but actually the mood of the whole verse is heroism. So pundarika yasha, Krishna is famous as a white lotus. No, I'm sorry. His fame is like a white lotus. That means his fame is spotless. It's not only like a white lotus. It's like three things. Shrikanda. Shrikanda is mystery? Chandan. No. Shrikanda pinda is a ball of chandan pulp in this case. Kindira is foam on the water. And Pundarika is a white lotus. So his fame is white like these three things. Very white. It's very pure fame. Udanda kama kanduya labahu. His round like arms, ka bahu mandala chandima. The ferociousness of his the fierceness of his round arms evokes the itching of the intense itching of Cupid. In other words, it attracts the girls. And his fame, Krishna's fame, is spotless white, like chandan pulp and foam on the water, and a white lotus. And we have here unda. So that's a conjunct, but it's not a madhurya expressing conjunct. It's a ojas expressing conjunct. Unda. Cerebral. I guess cerebrals go into the express ojas, especially a conjunct of cerebrals. That's as far as I prepared. I'm not ready to explain anything else. Yes.
Which name of which?
No, it's no special names. It just says Madhurya Odra Anukulatvat. Two categories. Ojas, Madhurya and Ojas. 15 and 16. There are two kinds according to whether they're favorable for Madhurya or for Ojas. There's no other special name given to it. Madhurya Ojo. Madhurya Ojo. Yeah, it's a con. Actually, it was typed by me. So the typos are my fault. O-R-J. O-R-J. Madhurya, Madhurya Ojas. Okay, so that's it. Yes? You like it? Well, you have to practice it. You have to look at verses and try to find examples and get familiar with it by using it. There's a lot of theory, so you have to put it to use for it to get firm in your memory.
Vyanjanas, to recognize them, you have to be really expert, it seems.
Some
the
of dvani,
them are, dvani.
Yeah, well, some of them are easier to detect than others.
Yeah.
Okay. Hare Krishna. So we'll continue with this at the end of June. Yes, bro.
I just wanted to ask, what are our plans? So we'll have this 7th and 8th chapters.
And that's it.
Then
we'll go on to Nyaya Shastra.
Will they have only Nyaya or also Karma Mimamsa and
all
6 darshan? No.
We're only going to continue this through September.
Uh-huh.
So we can't do all 6. You know, maybe I can do a little Mimamsa, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam, Ki Jai.